All right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is, and you are listening to the Insight Hour. For those of you who may think, what happened? You know what happens. It's all the way live, and it is so wonderful to have people in training, learning their craft. I bless all of BBSRadio.com, and without further ado, we're going to bring it on for you. And that is that tonight I will give the invocation. As I pray, I give it up to the Creator. As I say through the Spirit, as I say, please respect God in everything that you do. Find God in everything you do. Add the O and you've got good. You got good. You got God. And if you have God, then you have all. And if you have all, you have Allah. La. Oh, yes. See, we talking about the phrases, the clues. Like we said, we knew who would win and who would lose. Why? Because we fill the earth with clues. It's time for you all. Now that you're awake, listening, I pray to God that my entire family, and that includes my brother Stupid. Oh, yes, this prayer would not be complete unless it included evil, too. This is what it's all about. We can't, like they say, no child left behind, no culture, no creed, no nothing. Stand up and be. Yes, this is the clue that Shakespeare gave us, God. I give praise to Shakespeare. I give praise to all who came before me. I give praise. And I say thank you, Lord, for all the clues that you have put into our life, for all the schisms and all the mysticism and all the miracles and all the failures, all of it there for us. Yes, I pray like my forefathers prayed. Abraham prayed. Oh, he prayed. He prayed for his family and he prayed for humanity. This is the clue. We must pray for everyone. It is inclusive, just like the universe that's been put in the spin. Thank you, Heavenly Creator. I have thanks tonight. Oh, there's nothing else to do in June except take our thoughts and create a higher cause as we all come together, tested in faith, tested in what it is, in goodness, in value. Oh, yes, you've shown the way and you sent the one. Whatever you call that one by any name, that one was the perfect example. And I thank you, Creator, for sending that one to me. Yes, 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 and into my heart and into all the books and into all the brothers and sisters out there. Yes, yes, yes. And I thank you, God, for showing us what true worship is as they back before, say, intellectuals and scientists and people that sit with test tubes don't have a God inside of them. We prove different. We prove different that the only reason we are doing this is because our brothers, who we include in this prayer tonight, have been standing on Stupid side. And I pray, as all those out there, spiritualist mediums, God-given creatures, all God-fearing preachers, it is now time for us to stand up and tell them it is real. It is real. Not Israel. It is real. Let's start putting the spin on this that we all belong. And it is also Palestine, and it is also Arabia, and it is also the culture of God. Please bring everybody to their true mind to know that the prayer of Abraham, our forefathers in the Bible that everybody points to, whether it be the Quran, whether it be Buddhism, whether it be anything, the inspiration found in all books, God, may people's eyes be open, I pray. And with that, we have wisdom, and with that, we gain insight. Amen. Oh, Dr. Lynn.
Reverend Roxy, my sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, thank you so much for that wonderful prayer.
Well,
I'm so glad that you took that. You know, I'm at the end of 4 weeks of doing Love Code Seminar Music Healing Celebrations. I just got off the stage a couple minutes ago here in West Palm Beach, Florida, and I'm so thankful that I have a beloved sister that I can rely on to take over the Insight Hour when needed.
Look, we are brother and sister cut from the same cloth. when the world understand that this is the code, that I am behind you, Dr. Lynn, all the way. I am behind all the great prophets, as you know. And it is important for people to understand, as you speak, there are people listening. And as you listen, let the people speak. And that's where you come in. And I bet you, you are on a cloud that's beyond cloud nine as you've been doing this mighty work for, it must be absolutely life-changing.
Well, it has been. It's been a completely wonderful, humbling blessing for me to deliver this information. Tonight, we had a wonderful group of people together at the International Cancer Victors and Friends. And these people are inspirational, particularly the director of this organization is Little Isolda. She's just a fabulous leader. She's quite elderly. And if you were to look at her, she's nothing more than about 4 feet, maybe 5 inches or 6 inches. And she's hunched over and she's crippled. But, you know, every day that she wakes up in the morning, she gives praise to God for bringing her new life. And every pain that she has in her body, and she has many, she says, that's not what I'm about. I'm about service, and I'm about kindness, and I'm about delivering to humanity the great divinity. And so she brought me in here tonight, and I'll tell you something, it's humbling for me to see people like that and to work with people like that, because that's really what, you know, oh, geez, it's so inspiring, you know. It's just the best that you can be as a human being. And so I've been blessed in inspiring people like that, and she loves me and I love her, and it's kind of like this, like you and I have. We have a brother and sisterly love that just accelerates as it moves into heaven from earth, and it's a spiritual blessing and spiraling of that divinity and that harmony, that we have kindred spirits and loving hearts that bond together in this family, extended family and community that it's all about. That's what the love code is about. I know you know that, and geez, I'm just so thankful. The revelations are so uplifting, and the concert for the 144,000, that's primarily my mission, has been, as you have been involved in the development of this whole concept of the concert next year. We're almost a year away now, June 19th to the 21st, 2009. We're planning to create a musical event in both cyberspace and in 9 venues around the planet, which will change everything in that it will open people's hearts wider than they have ever been. And that's what's required for us to live the truth and live the light and live the love. And that's what's in store for us. And greater blessings have never been experienced on earth as it is in heaven, as it should be on earth, as it is in heaven. And so, you know, it's a great, great, great honor for me to do this work and to have you by my side.
Oh, I thank you for that, and I thank God for that. You know, it's been good for me, too. I have a couple of questions. So since you just kick back there, old Dr. Lynn, and kind of relax, and I'm just going to take you through a set of questions, and you can just kind of have fun answering them, okay?
Love you, sister. Go for it.
You know, but I really wanted to know, you've been traveling around the country. You've been to Canada. You've been to San Francisco, all up and down the West Coast. What are you finding to be the number one complaint that is coming to you? What I mean is this, what are people looking for, Dr. Lynn? And I'm talking spiritually first, because that's where we, as we're guided by wanting the right things in our spiritual life, a lot of times we are blessed with that which is good health. So therefore, you get radiant people in your face. But I want to know, the majority of the people that are coming to you, what do you see as being, what is their need?
Oh, that's a great, great question, and I have the answer.
Okay, go for it.
It was definitive. It was this evening, towards the end of the presentation, we had a question that was very similar that directed us to the exact question that you raised. The number one critical issue that people are looking for is faith. They lack faith in a major sense. I'm not talking about the dogmatic religious kind of faith. I'm talking about the faith that is so certain that you're right here, right now with the glorious Creator, that the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, flowing through us in our hearts. The faith that opens up the heart mind and shuts down the egoic fear-based mind. See, where people are looking for, the questions that they're asking are coming out of the context of non-faith. When you're engaged in fear, when you're engaged in brooding or concentrating, focusing on problems versus solutions, which is where most people's questions come from, then you're not in faith. You're not then, because you're not in your heart, mind, and faith, and full faith and understanding that the Creator provides all, and that you think that you've got to do something, and you don't know how to do it in order to provide the sustenance that you need. And that's all deception. It's all a false manipulation, literally, of how we were reared in miseducation, educated into ignorance. It starts from when you're whacked on the butt, and you have trauma-based learning from the very get-go in the hospital. You enter into this demonic realm, Babylonian lunacy, instead of divine sanity. And so you go into this egoic, fear-based mentality. And from there, your life emerges. You don't evolve spiritually. You get blocked spiritually. You become enslaved, incarcerated in that mental midgetry, in that lunacy where you're in your head in fear instead of in your heart and love, and then instead of going with the flow, the water, the manner in which the universe is flowing, and that the musical mathematical matrix that's in harmony with divinity as well as your heart, how that is the key, the full faith and trust in that reality, instead of being there and engaging that with full measure of faith and trust. People have been trained and abused, traumatized, and this is basically indoctrination, occult indoctrination. And so that most human beings, the reason why they're using, instead of a full 100% of their brains, the experts say that the human beings are using only 5% of their brains. Well, gee whiz, what happened to the other 95%? Did the Creator stick into your cranium 95% trash to take to the dump? Or is there something simply wrong with what we're understanding here? And the truth of the matter is the same global industrialists that have poisoned and manipulated and killed and enslaved humanity have created this bizarre, incarcerating language called English. And that this whole enslavement extends beyond language to music. And now we have the music that shall set us free. The greatest secreted truths have the capacity to emancipate us completely because the truth shall set you free. And so now with an understanding that this matrix, this kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, by choice, by focusing in full faith and trust, a measure from your heart in divine human communion and then extending it to the family, the interpersonal communication communion, divine. This is what the solution to this problem is. And the solution, solve a pollute in Latin, solve the problem or solve the pollution in English. That's the fifth note of the original musical scale. And that's all of the notes that we came out with in Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse now and extended in Love the Real Da Vinci Code material, leading up to us really realizing that we had the greatest opportunity ever in history to transform this planet back to divinity by simply playing the right music, by listening to the right music, by articulating the right music, by realizing that we are the music. And so that's the truth that shall set us free. And it's really simple to do. It's a matter of using the numbers in your life, using the frequencies, instead of, like I've been telling people like you have for years, turn the television off. It's nothing but a hypnosis machine. But also the music that we're listening to has a dissonant frequency to it that literally causes stress within our system. And so going back to where all of nature is vibing to, going back to the core creative frequencies of music emanating from the kingdom of heaven, this is the musical mathematical matrix of the universe that we've extended now in the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code, that the seminars that I'm doing, the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebrations are about, leading up to the concert that you've been engaged with me in founding and co-sponsoring and promoting. This is what you're going to be engaged in emceeing with us on that beautiful summer solstice of next year. And so this is the greatest problem, is lacking faith and trust. When you lack faith and trust, you think everything you got to do yourself. And everything that you're thinking is part of the gross deception. So it's hard to see beyond that limitation. And so what we're saying is, once you begin to play the music and listen to the music and the truth that shall set you free, suddenly this egoic mind that master meditators long to have quiet and ultimately cease, so that they can experience their unity with divinity and the entire cosmos through the heart center. This is now what is available to us. This is what shall be the norm, rather than this egoic fear-based mentality that's looking at how every minute you can survive, let alone thrive. How are we going to make it? How are you going to feed yourself? How are you going to clothe yourself? How are you going to get to your job? How are you going to do this? All of these questions. Well, you see, you know, the Messiah fed 5,000 with a loaf of bread. And so all of these miracles are possible for us right now because of this musical mathematical matrix, because of the way that the Creator creates through the spoken word of sound, which is these frequencies. So it's the core creative frequencies of divinity that can bless humanity. That is what we now have given to us. And so this is now what I think the greatest revelation that I've been able to administer in response to the greatest question that you're asking is what's really troubling everybody. And that's it. They lack faith and trust. They're in their heads. They're not in their hearts. If they were in their hearts in full measure of faith and trust in communion, in divine human communion, then everything would flow. Going with the flow, that's with the water. And this is where the water comes in, and you know a lot about that. Why don't you share with people what you know about the blessed water?
Oh, I can only tell people that it's scientifically correct. It is absolutely scientifically correct to say that all life was evolved out of the waters. Oh, yes. And this is a statement that occurs in all great books. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. You know, Dr. Lynn, you know, me. Remember when you and I and Mitch were praying and dealing with Genesis, and it was like it took us like 2-3 days to get out of just the first sentence.
I love that. I want you to know that what an avid Bible scholar Reverend Roxy Hampton is. She and Mitch Fine, who's a good friend of ours, he's a real brother, and they spent, I think you spent 3 days dealing with Genesis 1 through 6.
Yeah, and hardly got out of the first sentence when the first two sentences involves God in the beginning, you know, and in the beginning, and then you look at it and you say beginning, then you have to understand what that looked like, what, and describe it as God described it, and then take each one of those words. Was it hovering or was He moving? All of these words, and don't take anything, because like I opened up the show with, the insight is in a fact that we've been left clues. Now, I've been on a little bit of a pitch here because I'm trying to understand, and I do believe I might have an answer for everybody. You know how we
pitch
can,
sound. Sound, music, go for it.
Music, yes, it will come in a heavenly choir. It will be required. It is, I want to talk about the Sabbath. I want to talk about the understanding of how in Genesis it says on what day did He rest. And I would like for you to explain to the world why I believe it was the Sabbath breaking that was probably one of the first examples of how the state, which Yeshua, Jesus, as some people call Him, was objecting to, because God told us what day to worship, and then all of a sudden we had this schism, this answer, and Constantine in 321 said, oh, no, we will celebrate the festival of the sun. And we will do it on this day, and we will hold court on this day, and you better be there. Now, this kind of crafting to circumvent the word of the rabbi that spoke the high priest, his position, his bloodline, his lineage, all celebrated the day of worship in appreciation for God and the creation on what day, Lynn, from what time to what time?
Yes, Friday night, sundown, through Saturday, sunset. That's the Shabbat, that's the Sabbath. And it is appropriate to celebrate it that day, and you're absolutely right. It's not Sunday. Sunday is the sun day. It's the sun god that they're being engaged with here. There's no question about it. You know, I think it's really important. Now, why do I say that? And I say that because I presented tonight, for example, one of the things that's in Love Code and Love the Real Da Vinci Code material is the work of Hartmut Müller, who's Russia's top space-time physicist. And he's analyzed the wave, what's called the standing gravitational wave of the universe. In other words, the universe itself has a frequency wave pattern to it that he equates to the standing gravity of the universe. And so he notes that within this wave, there are six subdivisions and what he calls six nodes by which all physical reality, that is, all creation, manifests. He calls it the in six. So in 6 days, the Bible says the Creator created the universe. Hartmut Müller, Russia's top space-time physicist, says in six nodes, the Creator, through the frequency vibrations of sound, created out of water everything. So now let's say you take what the Roman Catholic Church did, and again, I'm not knocking Spirit-filled, Holy Spirit-filled Catholics. I have many who are my dear friends and colleagues, my beloved brothers and sisters. We're talking about the Vatican, like during Da Vinci's time, that had, and I know you're probably the premier expert on this, you taught me a lot of it, Reverend Roxy Hampton, is the first crime family, the Borgias and the Medici family. It was a Jewish family. Instilled five popes into the Vatican. And so, this is in the 1400s. And so you begin to realize it's not about pure spirituality that we're dealing with here. We're talking about political convenience and manipulations like you're talking about that created this whole imbalance. Now, when you look at imbalance and disharmony, and you had an original N6 tones of the original musical scale, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. There was no T. There was no do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, T. The T came in with Sancta Ionis. And that was a Catholic invention, and it later became, instead of Sancta Ionis, it became the T. And that adds a whole note to the original six solfeggio frequencies. And when you do that, you imbalance the entire scale. And so that's, I think, from my perspective, when you ask me what is the day and shall we keep the Shabbat holy, I would say I think we're foolish not to. Not so much for a religious doctrine orientation, but simply out of what is not just written, but also what is scientific fact that creation happens in certain numbers, like not seven, the number six. The three sixes and nines, Nikola Tesla said, last century's greatest genius, said if humanity only knew the powers of the three sixes and nines, it would be a completely different universe. Leonardo da Vinci was taught by his mentors Vitruvius and Aristotle and Plato and Pythagoras, and they taught everybody there was a uniqueness of the three sixes and nines. And we go into that in depth in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It is a miraculous set that opens the doorway to the spiritual domain. It is the portal to the spiritual domain. In other words, right now, we're living in a three-dimensional universe. That's all our senses are able to grasp. But the reality is, and we've proven this not only with experience I can share numerous stories, and that's one of the blessings that working with people over the last several weeks, I can share some really divine revelations that are so powerful. I'd love to do that. Maybe we'll do that tonight. But the bottom line is that the 27 other dimensions that the physicists have determined exist, and maybe even more, they're all happening right here, right now. So there's parallel realities. And they're all operating within threes, sixes, or nines. Not sevens, not fours, not even fives. There's physical numbers, there's physical manifesting numbers, and there's spiritual numbers. And the six just happens to be a blessing for physical prospering. That's why the X's are all sixes in the alphanumerics of the Illuminati's code. You also learn that when you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse and take it to the next level, exposing the global industrialists and using this sacred, secreted knowledge to prosper. That's why XXX, the most prospering of all the media, is 666. The X's are sixes. And if you look carefully at the number itself, it's a spiraling down from heaven to the wholeness of physical earth. That's the symbol. And so that symbol describes exactly what this number is. So if you want to be prospered from top to bottom, as above, so below, from heaven to earth, you want to manifest, then you keep the Shabbat.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Lynn, and it is so important that I think that in putting the insight before we go into the half hour is to absolutely go to Genesis 2, 1 through 3, and I'd like to read it for everybody so they really get it, and then to take them to Exodus when they're in the desert. And again, why would it be so important? And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. And then in Exodus 20, 8 through 11, we are reminded, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Jehovah thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So, with that, we are just trying to get down to the get down where we would like and how it will be. Even when we do our concert, we will be keeping the Sabbath, because that's that Friday to the sundown, and that is the time in which we will pray, so that when we do sing, we will be in such rhythm, for we will even be on the correct day to tone that tone. What do you think, Dr. Len?
Yeah, well, I've got two things. One is, you're absolutely right with this. At sunset, we will start dealing with a service that the event all day Friday, it'll be more of the educational work, and then we'll start to hold a service where we'll begin to deal with all the spiritual aspects of water and how it blesses us. And so we'll carry through from Saturday, the beginning of the Shabbat, all through Saturday, we will deal with the spiritual aspects and the music of spirituality that we'll be singing. And then Sunday, we will be all joining together our voices. That's number one. Number two is, I think it's really important for people to realize what I learned from my water science mentor, who is Dr. Masaru Emoto's water science mentor. His name is Dr. Lee Lorenzen. He was the first man that really created a marketable, structured water, clustered water. He's a genius, too. He's a wonderful human being. And what he taught me, he showed me the scientific journals that showed that when you, for example, use the 3s, 6s, and 9s, you are so much more effective than using any numbers, no matter what it is that you're doing. He showed me science that, for example, if you expose bacterial culture dishes to antibiotics for 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 9 minutes, 12 minutes, or 15 minutes, you are far more powerful in its antibiotic effects than exposing it to 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, or 11 minutes. So you begin to realize if you don't keep the Shabbat, and many of us have a tendency not to, because, you know, we're so busy in our lives and we put the Creator's laws second sometimes than our own egoic minds and our own schedules. Because, again, we're living in this egoic realm, in Babylonian deception. We're living out of faith and trust. But if we were to go back and simply keep the Sabbath, that means work 6 days instead of seven. Those 6 days of labor are going to be so much more powerful than seven, so much more productive than seven. And so this is, I think, a very, very interesting concept and question that you raised, sister.
Well, I have to, because as I study, God points out things to me that he wants corrected. I believe that with chances of having a new president, they must understand that possibly what's happening is that we have to return to a balance. And part of that is, imagine if everybody was practicing the Sabbath in our culture as it is now, we wouldn't have the drunkenness. We wouldn't have the kind of feeling. Everybody would be finding family. They'd be finding their human family, going to some place so that they could give worship to God. I believe that the reason why it was done is because it was stomping all over their good time. You see what I'm saying? They wanted everybody there, everybody that wanted to ever be there. It weakened the original Christians and had them accept, even though the diets and all of the things that came later that they validated and said, okay, Sunday. But the God didn't say one in seven. He didn't say, well, just pick any day you want. Oh, go ahead and worship on Wednesday. That's cool. You can worship every day of the week. But I want you to keep the Sabbath. And when you keep the Sabbath, you keep those days holy. And if one thinks about Friday night as to how we in our culture think about Friday night, it's the time to cut it up, get your pay, do everything. But if we were living in a world that was keeping the Sabbath, it'd be, I got to get home.
I got to get home with my family and start to pray.
I got to get home with my family, and I know that the food is done and everybody's all clean up. I love my family. So
yeah.
You see how much we've lost, you know,
yes,
in not keeping the Sabbath. So I'm looking to adjust so that I can return to that. I mean, it would be terrible for God to come down here and say, okay, everybody wants to explain to me why y'all, maybe that's why I don't ever listen to you, because you're praying on the wrong day. You give an appreciation to me on the wrong day. And I'm saying, what a joy if every Christian and every God-fearing individual practiced on Saturday. Where would that leave all the priests and the preachers to get all gussied up on the first day to do business, God's business, and yet not keeping God's word? You see, this is how I want to tap everybody. This is how you tap them on the shoulder. You do your research, and as you read it, you understand not a word is to be changed, not an iota, you know, which is a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dot.
You know, I look at it, this is just one more way in which humanity has been enslaved into being human instead of superhuman.
Exactly.
This is, again, you change the numbers, you change the days, you change the truth, and you have people enslaved.
you have people going into their head. Which you give worship to the Creator, and as you lessen that day, you forget what that day is about, and that's how you get foolish churches like the Trinity Unity Church or the Sabina Church or the Catholic priest or the Protestant this or the man that went to Yale or the one that went to Harvard that's praying to God. Huh? This is how we get it. For they have interpreted, just like they interpreted our God-given Constitution. You see, that was given to us in the beginning by men who thought they were communing with God. And I want to think that. I want to get back to God. So I got to give them a little bit of, yeah, you was thinking. I want to get back to what it is that God wants from us, because it is God who's going to come and judge this mess. And I want to be able to look at God and say, you know what, God, I got the message. And you know what God's going to say, come on. You believed in me. You believed in my son. You believed in the messengers. You did all you could do. Now you may see and be with me. Now, isn't that the goal of every great, to assume the bliss? Huh?
Yeah, that's the big, see, that's what everybody wants, and that's what religion, as well as governments, have been making their money doing, is playing off of the fact that people are estranged from this heavenly Creator and this eternal salvation. This is the most important understanding that's tied intimately to the question you first asked. Faith and trust is the switch. It's like a light switch that opens up this divine human communion. And my suggestion is that if, and I know that this may sound, oh gee whiz, you know, radical or evangelical, but if we were to keep the Creator in our hearts, our heart minds, fully, completely, consistently, all the time, then we wouldn't have to worry about anything. I'll give you another example about living in synchronicity instead of insanity. You know, I had a massage yesterday morning at about 8:30 in the morning after, as I mentioned, 4 weeks in a row, just traveling all around the country, doing these intense seminars. And, you know, you pick up a lot of stress and a lot of negative energy. And, you know, I can tell you, on the road, I don't eat like I do in Hawaii. So the reality is I'm full of toxins and I'm full of stress. I took a massage yesterday at 8:30 in the morning, and by 2 in the afternoon, I was detoxing big time. I had a fever by 4, and I was in bed. I was sick as a dog yesterday. And I woke up this morning, the digital clock in my hotel room, as I opened my eyes, read 1111. 11-11. And that's my sign. It's many people's sign, but it's been consistently mine to tell me that the Creator is with me, that all is one, and that we're all okay. And I went through today. I gave my presentation today, and it was as though I wasn't sick at all. It worked. I didn't get on my case for sleeping till 11-11 this morning. You know, it was kind of like, it's a simple example of how everything, whether it's the clock communicating with us, nature communicating with us, like the native elders teach of the native people who learned and felt the Mother Earth giving signs and wonders to lead us and direct us. All of this is a divine human communion that's available right now that we're not tapping into because of we've mislearned, we've been miseducated.
Well, we're coming up on a time to do a little house cleaning here and do a little, let's do some work here. You know, you're listening to BBSRadio.com and you're listening to Insight Hour with Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. Right now, we're going to try and pay a few bills.
That's
Len,
a good idea.
Tell them all about where they can find out about us and how they can find out about the great products at HealthyWorldDistributing.com or HealthyWorldStore.com. Come on, let's do a little commercial right now.
Well, thanks a lot. And, folks, I appreciate your support. It's what keeps our ministries going. Everything is, as you know, a little costly to do today. Everything from this time for the show to the books and the publications and the DVDs and the CDs, we thank you wholeheartedly from our bottom of our hearts for all the support that you give us. Whenever you buy anything through HealthyWorldStore.com, You sustain our ministry, and we greatly appreciate what it is that you do for us, because without you and your support, we would not be on the air, absolute certain. So there's a lot of wonderful things that you can get on healthyworldstore.com. There's a whole health product section. There's a health equipment section. The focus of this whole store is to deal with five categories of products that are essential for you to understand in order to prepare your temple of God, your body, to defend itself against the current and coming plagues and be more than survivors, be thrivers. And they are detoxification, number one. Number two is deacidification or alkalization products. Number three is normalizing or boosting natural immunity. And then the product, if you really want to boost natural immunity, check out oxysilver.com. It's also on the website in Healthy World Store. I'll tell you more about that in a couple minutes. Step four is oxygenation, and step five is bioenergetics. So those are the five product types or categories that we have on healthyworldstore.com, and you would really be wise to learn all about each of those five steps because they create miraculous healings. So you have the power to create miraculous healings. You have the power to prevent and return to health, prevent disease, return to health, restore what's been missing. There's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven, by the way. And so the whole bio-spirituality, the energy frequency of divinity blessing your temple is what we are focusing on in the newer products, particularly in the bioenergetics arena. But I also want to mention this OxySilver because, you see, the 528 hertz frequency we're putting in this product. What is this product? It's a product that has the capacity to make vaccinations and antibiotics. Deadly vaccinations and toxic antibiotics completely obsolete. Now, you think about this for a second. What are you going to be taking when you're in the Messianic Age? When you're engaged in 1,000 years of world peace, you're going to be drinking in the water of God. You're going to be drinking up God. You're going to be drinking up and being sustained completely by that divinity. And what healing mechanisms will the Creator be working with? Water. Number one, water. All the energetics and the frequency dynamics and the healing blessings are going to be administered through the living waters. And so that's really what OxySilver is. It's a trace mineral water with the tiniest amount of silver. And it's been developed initially, the base product was developed about 20 years ago by NASA scientists that were trying to work on how to keep the astronauts healthy in space, keep their immunity up, keep the germs down, and keep the water purified that needed to be recycled. In space, everything is recycled, including your urine. So you have to purify all of it. And so what they came up with was this concept of this nanotechnology size, nano-sized particle. Not necessarily a nanotechnology, because there's some concern about that. I'm addressing that currently with a whole theory paper and a thesis or summary review of the scientific literature. I'm working on that right now. But the nano-sized particles of silver that are bonded to the oxygen in water makes this silver particle available to the inside of the cells where the germs are today that are really killing people. The mycoplasma beast, for example, that was injected via the contaminated vaccinations that caused not only Gulf War syndrome, but this hideous flu-like illness that recurs. People suffer for weeks, if not months, hacking and coughing with this flu-like illness where they have chronic fatigue, they have low thyroid function, and they have the primary sign of being infected with this germ that's inside the cells, not outside the cells. It's called mycoplasma. They have low body temperature. So if you have low body temperature and chronic fatigue and have this recurring flu, then you probably are infected with mycoplasma and you need something to get rid of it. Well, we've had a product, a wonderful product in the HealthyWorldStore.com catalog that was an herbal combination that worked really good. And now we've got another product called OxySilver that has the capacity to get into the cells and deliver this frequency resonance and this charge that kills all the pathogens. And so just be prepared for a major die-off, and that means you need to be well hydrated. You should probably do a fast before you go on to the OxySilver protocol. And the protocol is on the website at OxySilver.com. OxySilver.com. And for those of you who are real supporters of us and you've heard it here for the first time, we're going to be having a network marketing organization. If you want to save a lot of lives, that is by eliminating the toxicity of vaccinations and antibiotics and help people overcome these infectious diseases. I'm telling you, all the viruses, all the fungi, all the fungal infections, all the bacterial infections. We're talking about everything from the avian flu that's supposed to come and get you to the hepatitis viruses. All of these are susceptible to the silver hydrosols. And so OxySilver is a leading silver hydrosol that we've actually put into it, the 528 hertz frequency of love, because we want to impart that opening of this heart-mind connection to the divine in the product, as well as we put in some of the breath of the earth, Reverend Roxy, the breath of the earth, the lava-heated steam from the Big Island of Hawaii. So this is a very special product, and there are many special products in the HealthyWorldStore.com catalog. As I mentioned, we're just about, in the next couple of weeks, we're working feverishly right now on developing a network marketing organization. So you heard it here first, folks. If you get engaged right now, I mean, you probably have heard that, you know, the first people into any network marketing organization do really well. Well, you have my blessing and you have the Creator's blessing for prospering. And you can do that in health, you can do that financially and in all ways. There's nothing limited to the Creator. And the Creator wants you to prosper in all ways. That's the covenant. That's the contract. So, at any rate, that's a little bit of a commercial. And we appreciate everything that you buy through Healthy World Store. You're sustaining our great work on this planet.
Very well said. You know, it's the duty of the helper to turn the attention to God and also to the solutions. And that's what we've been doing here on the Inside Hour. It's enough to be telling you all that there's evil out there, but it's enough for us to tell you that with prayer and good guidance, good treatments and good solutions come, and we are in a process of hurrying to get these out to you because you need these in your arsenal.
Absolutely.
This is a time where we are seeing the crossover from democracy into fascism, and when you get into fascism, that's when they government get all in your business.
Oh, man, everything.
You know, a lot of Americans don't understand the difference between democracy, fascism, and communism, and the war, and how we've been taught to look at communism as evil and to let the fascists beat down the communists while we sit back getting ready to be next. And that, but that's Mission Possible, isn't it? That's the kind of stuff we talk about on Mission Possible on the first day of the week. That's why it's so wonderful.
Tell people about Mission Possible when you tune in.
Oh, folks, you know, the difference between news and current events is the time it takes me to get to the first day of the week, which is that day that they call Sunday, which for me is my Monday. So all I can say is I would love for you all to cross over and to listen to me because that's where I can take off my halo, you see, and I can begin to go down and into the bowels of the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and bring up that which you need to know because their names are in the news as we speak today. I'll give you an example, Dr. Lynn. We got a new Italian prime minister. Now, what people don't know about this man, Bustielli, something like, I can't even pronounce his name right, but if you type his name into the search engine, you will see once again that Reverend Roxy is very correct about the people who run for offices. The first absolute requirement, besides money, is that you have escaped prosecution for a deed so dastardly that no one would believe that you got away with it if you told them that you did it. And that's the kind of person that was elected in Italy to be the prime minister and sit down with the next president. His card-given fascists take you back to the P2 scandal, and it takes you back to the Masons, and it takes you back to the church and the missing millions and the children and the whole ugly, 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 ugly sore that is there. That's why people like you and I have to pray. If we didn't pray, we would lose our Godhead, and then what good would we be to anybody? So this is what I want to tell. After you done took the tetracycline, and after you understand where stupid is standing and how to get stupid, you want to take the human precaution to do all in your power to protect yourself from the evils that are coming and the ones that are present at this time. And to understand this, that if you are to be serious about the miracles and if you are serious about your faith, you will understand that you will put your entire, there is no protection complete unless you give it up to God, unless you fill yourself up with the grace of the Creator. And the only way you can do that is to prepare yourself for the last days and the great summons. And don't wait until the hereafter is now in order to get on board the train. It may be too late. But as long as that lifeline, no matter how frayed and thin it is, I tell you, hold on. That's faith. Faith is knowing, and faith is receiving, and faith is nothing else but God. And God, pray. Learn how to pray if you don't, and if you do, continue. And I'm asking all of you to think about this Sabbath so that we can create a new universal motion that will allow us to adjust, because we're looking for change. Ain't nothing bigger than for all of us to celebrate on Friday, Saturday, and really put it to Bush, Anheuser-Busch, and all the rest out there. With that, I'm going to let you have the last word, because you know what? We're coming up on the end of this show and the beginning of Evidence Footprint. Another God-fearing man, Don Nikoloff, coming on. So, Dr. Len, close this show out. We got, like, about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. But folks, do stay tuned to Don Nikoloff, Evidence Footprints. Don is the executive producer also for Tetrahedron Records. Now, we're taking back this planet right now. I know it may not seem like that, but I'll tell you, the Creator works wonders in very small ways as well as large ways. We're literally working directly with Creator, and things are moving and they are shaking, let me tell you. And one of those ways that we're doing that is restoring the music to the planet through Tetrahedron Records, playing music and producing music in CDs that have exclusively the perfect circle of sound as the resonant frequencies, so that we can recommune. You see, all of nature's vibing to those 9 core creative frequencies. It's about time we resumed vibing, as we've been shut down. And again, we talked about the church, the Roman Catholic Church manipulation of the Shabbat tonight. Well, the reality is that we had the same thing with the music. A is not 440 hertz frequency, even though all the music that you listen to when you're listening to radio, all the musical instruments are tuned to A440. That's the standard. That's also a deception. It couldn't be farther away from one of the core creative frequencies. And so that was done intentionally. In other words, it didn't happen by accident, that it's the farthest possible point away until you are able to return back closer. In other words, 440 is what they've got. If you go 439 or 441, you're going closer to one of the divine tones. So it's important that we restore everything. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. As we manifest this on earth, music shall play a vitally important role. The water shall play a vitally important role. The concert for the living waters shall play a vitally important role. As in Revelation 14:1, the fulfillment of 144,000 humble servants of the Creator gathering in the end times to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back from the beast to the divine heavenly throne and the Creator's love. And this is what it's all about. We have a fellow, Don Nikoloff, who's executive producer now of Tetrahedron Records, that is my brother, who's coming along in this whole understanding, who has been engaged in this musical mathematics for about three decades or more, and has been investing in this technology to literally transform the music. And one of the things that he's capable of doing is transposing all the CDs, licensing all the CDs from everyone that's in A440 to make it one of the divine tones, either 417 or 528. So what a blessing that is, that we can literally now begin to take the devil's music, so to speak, and transpose it to the Creator's music. It's only about a half a step lower is the Creator's music. And so it's really not that hard to do in the digital world, at least. And what we begin to realize is when you start to play the real music, your heart mind opens, your head, egoic, fear-based consciousness closes, and ultimately you're healthier, and your chakras are spinning, your energy centers are balanced by the music.
Say good night, Dr. Nen, and tell everybody how they can hear us again.
Okay, next week, same time, same place, Insight Hour with Reverend Roxy Haft and Dr. Len. I should be with you. And we're on bbsradio.com. Don't forget to tell your friends and family to join us. Don't forget, the archives are available for just $2 a month, bbsradio.com. We've got a lot of great shows in the past that you want to access and share with your friends and family. Love you. Be blessed. Bye for now.